Blog Talk Radio.
It's Film Festival Radio, the show where superstars and future stars happily coexist together. And now, here's your host, Janice Malone.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this edition of Film Festival Radio Show. We hope you are having a really cool, fun day. I know it's warm and quite hot most of America here, but maybe in other parts of the world it could be totally opposite. But do your best to try to stay cool and comfy there. So why don't you do so by going to the pool or going to the backyard and, you know, putting on your favorite mobile device and listen to our show here. We got a really fun show planned for you starting right now. For those of you who live in the New York City area, got a treat for you. Starting tomorrow, July 18th through the 21st, there is a brand new film festival that will be launching an inaugural event, the 51 Fest. That is 51 Fest. And you can go to their website, 51fest.org, to get all of the information about the wonderful films. They have some films that are educational, they're entertaining, they're thought-provoking. I'll give you a preview about a couple of them, and then we'll bring on our featured guest who will give you the rest of the story. I'll tell you first about 51 Fest. It is presented by the organizations Women in the World, along with the IFC Center there in New York City. And again, this is their inaugural first film festival. And my goodness, do they ever have one powerful lineup of films and celebrity guests. Starting tomorrow night, their opening night film will be held at New York City's SVA Theater. And the film is Kathy Griffin, A Hell of a Story. And yes, it's a docu-comedy, as they're calling it, about the life and career of funny lady Kathy Griffin. Now, she has had, I would say, the last couple of years, for sure, she has had one roller coaster of a ride in her career and her life. Remember the controversial picture that she had when she was holding a mask of Trump's likeness? Yeah, that didn't go over too well there with the White House and all the officials. So Kathy's career took a big hit on it. And so, you know, Kathy Griffin is very resilient. So she has taken all of that conflict and controversy, turned it into a docu-film, as I say, a docu-comedy. And so that is going to be the opening night filmed. Plus, the really good news is, after the screening, Kathy Griffin herself will be in the audience, and she will be doing a Q&A chat with Tina Brown. Tina is the CEO and founder of Tina Brown Live Media Women in the World. So if those of you, if it has not sold out, hopefully it has not sold out, there's still time for you to go get you some tickets. Once again, go to the website 51fest.org. But that will give you a chance to for sure get your ticket, get a chance to see Kathy Griffin in person. Don't know if they're going to take any questions and answers from the audience, but it'll still be fun to see the film and to see Kathy there in person. But that's not the only film, of course. This festival has even more jam-packed, powerful films for the next 4 days here starting tomorrow. Another film that will have a celebrity in attendance is it's called After the Wedding. Here it is here. It will be the New York debut of After the Wedding with producer and star of the film, Julianne Moore, and she will be there again. She will be there in person, just like Kathy, and she will be doing a Q&A also. And so these are just two of many films that will be making their New York City premiere. Some of these films have already won big in Sundance, at the Sundance Film Festival, and at the Cannes Film Festival as well. So now it is your turn to get to see them while they are in New York City this week, July 18th through the 21st at the 51 Fest Film Festival. So there's also going to be a huge event on Saturday night, July 19th. And so we'll let our featured guests give us more details about that. Our guest will be in just like 60 seconds here, Anne Hubble, and she is the program director for the new 51 Fest Film Festival. And if they are starting their inaugural year off with this type of a lineup, I can only imagine how much bigger it's going to be next year and the following year and the following year. So let's bring Anne on right now. She's on hold here, and we will get more details about the rest of the look. Just, it's too many, of course, to squeeze into one cast here, but she can give you a preview about some of the other films that will be premiered here at the 51 Fest Film Festival. So let's bring Anne on right now.
Hello.
I am here.
Great. I'd like to introduce you to Anne.
Good afternoon. Hi, Anne. Such a pleasure to chat with you about this. Sounds like a wonderful film festival, the 51 Fest.
Yes.
And it's starting a couple of more days here, July 18th through the 21st.
On the 18th.
Okay. New York City, of course. So now I understand this is the inaugural event for the festival. How did this all come about? Now, and I understand you are the director. Is that right?
I'm the programming director, yeah.
Okay, so how did this...
So 51 Fest is a partnership between Women in the World and the IFC Center in an effort to celebrate women's voices and show the female majority on screen. So we decided to call it 51 Fest because women make up 51% of the population.
Yeah, we are quite here on the planet. We're here. We are all over the place here. And what, of course, I mean, of exciting New York City as well, it will all take place. Tell me about the opening night film at the SVA Theater, Kathy Griffin. Tell me all about that. How exciting that must be for you guys.
We're super excited about that. Tina will be doing a conversation with Kathy right after the screening. I think it's going to be a surprising movie for people. I think most people think they know who Kathy Griffin is and what happened to her after she posted a picture, or someone posted a picture of her holding a mask of Donald Trump. And her world really changed a lot. She was under federal investigation, and her phones were tapped, and she lost her job. And, like so many women, she figured out how to pull herself back up and make her own story out of it. And so that's the story that we get to hear. She created a show and tells everyone what happened to her. Most of it's funny, some of it's a little somber. But, you know, she's hilarious, and she figured out how to make that her own. And so it's sort of part concert film and part documentary, and I think people will really like it regardless of what you might think you know about Kathy Griffin.
Well, Kathy, for sure, she can be controversial, but she is a tough...
Yeah.
Tough lady. She's a fighter, and she's made lemonade and lemon cookies and everything lemon out of that whole situation.
She has.
She really
and
has.
And I think it's really like that. So sorry, that story of resilience is really kind of runs through so many of the programs that we have. So it's a nice opener.
Now I understand also that this festival is just loaded with women who are household name film stars. Tell me about this will be the New York debut for the film After the Wedding, that Julianne Moore
mm-hmm.
is the star and producer. Now, will she also be in attendance?
Yes. So Julianne will be here with Tina on stage after the screening. After the Wedding is an English language remake of an international film, and the original film had the two main characters were men, and so in this version they've booked it so that the two main characters are women, played by Julian Moore and Michelle Williams. And so that's super interesting about the movie, and I think Tina and Julian will have a really great conversation about making the movie and about her career and sort of, you know, women in the industry, and I'm sure they'll touch on a lot of things.
Now, with the celebrities that are attending, will the audience have a chance to Q&A with them, or is it just for the moderators only?
I think some of the programming will have Q&As with audience participation, and some may not. But I think what the whole idea is to, like, get a dialogue going about these films, whether it's, you know, a comedy, you know, straightforward, fun comedy like Otherhood, or, you know, a really intense documentary like For Sama, that won the documentary prize at Cannes this year, that's about the war in Aleppo. I think that there are things to talk about, and that's one of the things that we really want to do with the festival, is keep the dialogue going.
Another film that I know is going to probably be a sold out and a lot of attention is Untouchable, about movie mogul Harvey Weinstein, of course, and the sexual assault allegations against him. What kind of buzz, early buzz about this one, or what?
Well, this premiered at Sundance, so people, you know, it's been seen, at least in the U.S. This will be the East Coast premiere, and I think it's important to show this movie in New York. There's so much industry here, and so many people's lives have been affected by Harvey Weinstein. We have two of his accusers coming to speak. They're also in the movie, and also the director of the film will be there. And I think it should be a really fantastic conversation. And I think it's an important movie for us to include, given what the mission of the festival is, and you know, how things are right now in the industry and in the world in a larger sense, too.
And on a lighter note there, tell me about there's going to be a preview. That's a pretty heavy topic there, especially because it's still going on, is what's so kind of scary in a way about it. And we still don't know what the actual final outcome yet will be. And so,
right.
But that is in many ways good news for your festival, because people are going to be curious and, you know, wanting to hear what these two ladies have to say and such. So that's good on that half of it as well.
There are a lot of great interviews in the movie, and it really kind of chronicles the rise of Miramax and then the downfall of Harvey Weinstein, and through employees and other accusers. And, you know, I think it does illuminate some things that people might not know already. Certainly, like I said, I think it's very important for us to include it. So I think it will be intense, that conversation. But I also, I don't want to shy away from those kinds of conversations.
Well, at the festival, I'm just looking at some of the films you guys have, and you're not shying away from so many films that deal with international and national social topics and such. Your episode of Unbelievable, that's really like a really, really interesting. Tell everyone about that one. It's this Irish drama.
Unbelievable is we're going to show the pilot of a series that will be on Netflix, and it's based on a true story, and it stars Caitlin Dever, Merritt Weaver, Toni Collette, and so we're going to have cast there. I believe Danielle McDonald will be there as well. Lisa Chulodenko, the director, producers, writer, Susanna Grant, Sarah Timmerman. And so it's going to be a great conversation, I think, about taking a real life story and creating a drama out of it. And the story is about a young woman who reports that she was raped and is sort of convinced that she wasn't. And some detectives that find the story find out and help to rectify that situation. So it was a This American Life piece, and it was also a ProPublica Pulitzer Prize-winning article. And so they've taken that and made it into, I think, what's a really compelling series.
Give me some insight about, I understand there will be a sneak preview of the comedy Otherhood, which is, I think, such a cool title. So tell me about that one.
So Otherhood is the directorial debut of Cindy Chupac, who is a writer and producer. She worked on Sex and the City, among other things. And Otherhood is about three women who all have grown sons, and they live, you know, upstate, a little out of the city, and they're feeling sort of neglected on Mother's Day, and they decide that they'll drive into the city and surprise their sons and stay with them each for a few days. So that's the premise, and, you know, there's laughter and there's tears, and, you know, I think it's funny and it's heartwarming, and it's great to see the friendship of three adult women from different backgrounds on screen.
Well, it sounds like there's a lot of laughs can come ensue with that type of
mixture. Oh, yeah, for sure.
For sure. Well, now, will there be workshops or seminars during the daytime hours or what?
No, we aren't planning on doing any of that. You know, I think in the first year, we wanted to have just a really solid lineup that we felt like we could hit it out of the park with each program and keep it concise. So we'll see how things go. The idea is to create an annual event eventually. So we'll see what audiences think, and if it's something that we want to incorporate, then we may look at that for other years. But for now, it's really, keeping women at the center of the story, showing some great projects, and having some really fantastic conversations and, like, elevated Q&As that I think will stand out in other ways than sort of the general film festival Q&A. So I think we're really going to get into some meat in these conversations.
And finally, tell me more about, I understand there was a special event, Women in the World Spotlight, the ladies from the organization Supermajority will be in attendance. Tell me about that one.
So with the Supermajority event, I'm super excited about this. Given the political climate and where we are now and everything that's happening in the world, hearing from these women is more important than ever. And so Adrian Pooh and Cecil Richards will be here to talk about Supermajority, and they'll tell some stories, share some experiences of their activism, and kind of, tell us what's going on with this new deal they're trying to shape. Tina will be doing the interview, and I think there'll be a lot to learn, and it'll be very inspiring.
Oh, it just sounds like it will be so empowering. And that event is July 19th, Friday, 7 p.m. Eastern at the IFC Center. So, Anne, finally, tell everybody what is the main website where they can get the time, dates, all the screenings, everything.
So it's 51fest.org.
Okay.
It's the number 5, the number 1, and then fest.org. All the info is there. You can buy tickets via the website, and please come out and support it. I think each program is going to be a special experience.
I am just so stoked about the excitement of the caliber of big names that you guys are having coming out on your inaugural year, and their input.
Yeah.
And that is just almost unheard of for a beginning festival. So congratulations on that.
Thank you so much. We're really happy with it.
Well, I would love, I'm sure Kara will send me some photos and we can post them on the site.
Festivities.
So thank you so much. And again, congratulations
Great.
To you and all of your staff for putting together.
Thank you so much for taking the time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and if you come to the festival, please come and find me.
I will. I absolutely will. Definitely so. So thank you again, okay?
Okay, take care. Thank
okay.
you.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Jenna.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, again, that is Ann Hubble, and she is the program director for the 51 Fest Film Festival, and it will take place starting tomorrow night, July 18th through the 21st in New York City. You can go to their website, 51fest.org, that's number 5, the number 1fest.org, to get the entire lineup of all of the films that will be presented. We only had time to just talk about a few of them, but I tell you, the that documentary about the Harvey Weinstein allegations and such, with two of his accusers, will be there for the screening of that festival. Oh, that's going to be something else to see. So if you can get tickets to that one, hopefully that one is not sold out either, but they have a lot of top films that will be premiering that have the potential to definitely sell out quickly. So again, I advise you to please go to their website, 51fest.org, to see if you can still get tickets after you look at all of the lineup of films and the times and the dates as to when they will be showing. I so wish I could be there, but we are just, we can't be there this year. But if this year, again, if this year's lineup, year one, and look how hot and heavy with all of these exciting topics and films that they are going to be addressing. So I can only imagine what next year's lineup will be like. So hopefully we can make it there next year. We will also be posting photo highlights from the festival on our website, filmfestivalradio.com. So you can go and look on the website, probably starting Sunday. We may get some on Saturday. We'll find out and let you know. So, okay, that's going to do it for this edition of Festival Radio, guys. Thank you for listening as always, and we'll see you on the next edition of the show. So take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Film Festival Radio with your host, Janice Malone. Be sure to download this and other episodes at filmfestivalradio.com.